Hello, everybody. The author takes the next subsection to discuss why Judaism prohibits suicide. Not surprising, the author spent a lot of time discussing that's not really our body, and therefore we have to take care of it. It's on loan, and in addition, why are we not allowed to harm it? So he says that many acts are forbidden in Jewish law because they fall within the category of sakana nefeshus, a peril to life. It will be more peril to life than actually taking it. Of course, Torah commands should not bring blood upon your house. Is one permitted to harm or cause harm to himself? Of course not. The answer is an equivocal no. The priority for human life is preservation among the highest obligation in Judaism. It's called Shulchan Acharav, who says a person is obligated to take care of his body, not to lose it, nor ruin it, nor damage it. Along these lines, any idea of assisted suicide, requesting such assistance, is also being an accomplice to appropriate act. Prohibited act is also forbidden in accordance with the prohibition of placing a stumbling block before anyone. And the reason for the gravity associated with suicide is because it constitutes a disavowal of Hashem's and the principle of reward and punishment, that Hashem has reward and punishment, and who are we to take that into our own hands? And it represents a blatant denial that life is a gift from God, the purpose of which is to do good in this world. And he quotes Avos, which says, better is 1 hour of spiritual bliss in the world to come, as the sages teach, than the entire life of this world. But greater is 1 hour of repentance and good deeds in this world than the entire life in the world to come. It's only while one is alive that one can do the good for which he came into the world. The Rambam compares the one who takes his own life to murderer. Shulchan Aruch rules that he's not to be buried or mourned in the usual Jewish manner, or placed in a cemetery. And then he goes on to say, study among teenagers in Israel that fortunately suicide is the most common killer of American youth, ages 15 to 24, after accidents and murder. But he says that the study has found that from religious homes, Jewish teens are far less likely to commit suicide than their secular counterparts. And the most religious were 45% less likely to kill themselves or exhibit suicidal behavior than their religious or non-religious counterparts. Okay, not a happy note to leave on, but it does underscore the idea that the author is driving home for us that it's not our body, it's on loan, and therefore we cannot damage it, we cannot ruin it, and furthermore we have to take care of it, according to all aspects of halakha, however you view it. Have a great day. Thank you so much.